I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's a walk down OC memory lane. Heather Dubrow's here. I love it when the past wives come back to say hey. She's here with Anthony Atamanak, who is he plays Trump brilliantly on Comedy Central, and he's a huge Housewives fan. See you in there.
Bravo Minutia consumes his brain, and she's held together by Botox and champagne. It's Watch What Happens Live with Heather Dubrow and Anthony Atamanak now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who lives in Orange County and another who makes a living. Living is the orangest person in the country. It's been a minute since we've seen my first guest. I'm so happy to have her back because I was starting to worry she'd gotten lost in her porte-cochere. Her new book, The Dubrow Diet, Interval Eating to Lose Weight and Feel Anxious, is out tomorrow. Say hi to Heather Dubrow, everybody. Does he play Trump? He's also such a huge Bravo fan that if he were to use the presidential phone alert, it would mainly be warnings for when Vicky's love tank is dangerously low. You can catch his special, a President Show documentary, The Fall of Donald Trump, on October 22nd. That's next Monday at 11. It's Anthony Atamanak. Great to see you, Anthony. And I'm so excited because Anthony binge-watched 5 episodes of OC today. So he's really, yes. And she is a Tony-nominated actress with an amazing belt. But tonight she's serving up cocktails till we all belch. From Broadway's Pretty Woman, say hi to our guest bartender, Orfeh. Hey, Orfeh. How intimidating was it the night that Julia Roberts was in the audience?
How was it?
How intimidating was it?
Oh, not at all.
No, yeah.
No, it was she was wonderful. Yeah. She was so kind.
Tonight, Vicky revealed something that I need your opinion about, Heather, because okay. You know her for a while.
By the way, I just ran into her 2 nights
ago. Where?
Where do you think?
One
guess.
Quiet Woman.
No.
Andalus.
Where does anyone ever go in Orange County?
An allergy treatment center.
Mastro's.
Oh, Mastro's in Orange County. Yeah. Okay, the question, Vicky revealed that if she had her way, she would have sex 4 times a day. Now, this is our first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.TV. Do you believe Vicky really needs sex 4 times a day? We want to know. What do you think?
Honestly, I've known her for several years now. She is the horniest person I've ever
met. Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And I say that with a lot of love and generosity.
Right.
I think it's fabulous.
Yes.
But she is.
Wow.
Yeah.
The audience doesn't believe it, but you know the real answer. Okay.
Just saying.
Heather, it's been a while since we've seen you. I have a lot of questions for you.
Okay.
How's life in the mansion?
Oh, my God. Fabulous.
Okay. What's the most insane or unusual feature in the house?
My champagne doorbell that rings in the kitchen.
That's hilarious. A champagne
it's
doorbell.
It's in my closet.
Did you see Shannon on QVC?
I did not, but I texted her before and wished her good luck.
How, have you seen any of this season?
I have not.
Which housewives are you still in touch with?
I have texted in the last week with Tamara and Megan, and I just ran into Vicky.
Have any Real Housewives paid Terry a visit recently?
No.
No. Any more acting gigs coming up?
Not right now. Right now I'm just doing two podcasts and my YouTube channel and our new book, The Dubrow Diet's coming out, plus our skincare and supplement line, Consult Beauty on Even. We go to Minnesota 15 times a year, and I have 4 children and a husband, so it's, you know.
By the way, guys, vote in the Real Housewife Awards, and we will reveal the results live on the show in 2 weeks. Anthony, you wanted to say?
Well, nothing. Oh, I mean, except I love her.
But can I tell you something? Speaking of the awards, do you remember the award you gave Coco? The best agitator?
Yes.
She still has it. It's in her,
she should.
Her prize possession.
Oh, I'm glad. I am glad.
She doesn't know what it means.
While we wait for your questions for Heather and Anthony, here's what 3 things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight, the OC women arrived in Jamaica, and for someone who says she's in the driver's seat of the fun bus, Vicky sure took us on a strange trip. Here's what. Enjoy the best of Vacation Vicky.
Is it a wives' tale or is it true that Conk
makes you horny?
I'm always horny. No,
I'm gonna pee on it.
No,
I'm gonna pee on it.
No, I'm gonna fart on it. I have a leaky valve. Will it help?
Her face.
We're dehydrated.
Really?
No.
Safe. Here's ice.
I hate you right now. This one has to fart. I want it off my ship.
Get it down from there.
Very shallow there. Don't do that.
You want to hear about my bad love story?
He says he loves me. He's all into me and everything's perfect.
I don't do anything that would make him upset, but... other than that, I kind of am a little possessive.
Anthony, someone who is a Beverly Hills and New York expert, you've been binging Orange County. What is the big difference that you see between the franchises?
I think what's so interesting about Orange County is you have a lot of people who work in like less product line jobs and more like real jobs.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, like Vicky's built a business and has like that... her assistant lady who's like, don't get on the motorcycle.
Yes.
Like, I love that. I love the vibe of OC, and all the buildings sort of look the same, these sort of curved, like...
Yes.
I love that with the bed claiming, which runs across all
franchises,
they should just start spraying like cats.
Yes. Yes. Second,
they do.
Despite ordering tropical Jamaican refreshments, the OC Housewives were instead treated to what Gina called a sour Shannon, which, here's what, sounds like the name of a boozy cocktail, except the only buzz you get is a buzz kill. Watch.
Shannon's going with those two.
No.
She's Trace Amigas.
Shannon's so rude. It's ballsy. You know, I commend her rude balls.
Where's the other girl's room? Is it next door?
Yes, fortunately.
Fortunately or unfortunately? Just kidding.
Every day she wakes up with a negative comment. As soon as she gets here, I'm going to get Zika. I'm going to, you know what I mean? She's sour Shannon.
They said they had fun with Shannon dancing.
Oh, well, I hope it was worth injuring my ankle because now I can't even walk on it.
We are in the heart of Zika virus right now.
I need bug spray and a hazmat suit.
You should have sworn on the road.
It was fun.
No.
It didn't happen.
There's a point where you just don't want to keep trying anymore because then you just feel like a jackass.
Okay, I'm going to go sit in the van.
Okay. Was it something I said?
Okay, in honor of Shannon refusing to room with Gina and Emily, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, with whom would you most want to room? Emily, Gina, Kelly, Shannon, Tamara, or Vicky? I present both of you with the same question.
I gotta say Vicky.
Yeah?
I just think she'd be a trip to hang with.
Yes.
Well, I always used to room with Tamara,
pretty much.
I'd say one of the biggest things I miss about being on the show are the trips, because I never took a girl's trip before I was on the
really?
Show.
Really? Wow.
And we, honestly, even though there's drama and everything, it was fun.
Wow. Looks like you guys would choose, it's between Gina and Kelly. Interesting.
Wow.
Very good. Finally, Anthony was like, what?
Yes. No.
Finally, not only is Anthony a great comedian, I imagine he's the only other person aside from myself who's ever wondered whose side Trump was on in the Malibu country debate. I think Gretchen. Here's what. Let's put his expertise to good use with another that's who Trump would be on.
Okay.
With another round of I Alone Can Fix It. Anthony, tell us how you think the president would fix Orange County problems as the president.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. President, how would you fix Emily and Gina's hurt feelings as a result of Shannon seemingly not caring about them?
Fire them all and replace them with Fox News anchors.
How would you help Shane stand up for himself the next time Kelly calls him a twerp?
I wouldn't, because he's a twerp and a little bitch.
How would you fix Sour Shannon to give her a more positive outlook on life?
Stop feeding her salmon that explodes with cream cheese.
How would you fix Gina's marriage woes and her annoyance at all the ladies inserting themselves into it?
I love inserting, and I love ladies.
How would you fix the anger that Dr. Moon found in Vicky's liver?
Add some fava beans and Chianti.
How would you fix Shannon's dating game?
I don't have an answer for that.
How would you prevent Vicky from scaring Steve away with her extreme desire to get married?
Sell the motorcycle. Sell it immediately.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Very good. Heather, will you explain intermittent eating to me? Because I know it's like intermittent fasting,
right?
A little bit.
But when you say the word fast, it sounds like skinny, tired people.
Okay.
So I don't like the image that that presents. So we talk about interval eating. So we, in our book, The Dubrow Diet, we teach you when to eat and what to eat. And it honestly, it's not just going to get you to your goal weight, but it's going to make you...
So how many days a week do you not eat?
No, I eat every day.
Oh, okay.
It's called interval eating. We lunch... Okay. Where's my book?
So do I eat lunch?
Well, you can choose when you are going to do your eating periods and your non-eating periods.
Okay.
And it's not only going to take you to your goal weight, it's going to make your skin tighter, your hair grow, it's going to give you energy. This is the plan for your life. The Dubrow Diet, you can buy it.
There you go. Not since Secrets of a Jewish Mother has a book been plugged so much in 5 minutes. Let's go to Lauren from Los Angeles. Hey, Lauren, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Anthony.
Okay. Oh. It's a surprise.
Would love to know, are you team Bethany or team Carol?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You were very invested in this season. I
was very invested, and I was close with Carol.
Right.
Personally.
Yeah.
And I would say that my experience with Bethany as a bartender here was she was the only person who, when I did bartending like 3 or 4 times, she turned to me and said, "You're so funny at the break." And I have to say that after watching the reunion, I would hope that both of them figure out their differences. And that's my answer.
I wouldn't hold your breath. Next week's episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County is so insane we had to a Jamaica montage. All hell breaks loose. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Don't you dare put words in my mouth.
You just said it.
What kind of a good friend are you?
I've got so much goddamn on my plate.
Everybody's got on their plate.
Like, we just flipped.
The restaurant,
I don't understand why
the restaurant has closed.
You
can't always behave like this.
I swear to God, I will take the mic off. You guys need to stop.
You're getting defensive.
I am getting defensive. You know what, Vicky? And what the f***?
I don't want to see my
when I still have my strength.
You're going to get yourself a f***ing heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's something. By the way, Terry Dubrow's here. Great to see you, Terry Dubrow. G wants to know what you think about a two-story closet. That seems to be all the new rage in Atlanta. The Atlanta housewives
are you saying I need
building
to redo my closet?
I mean, you might need a two-story.
Wow. Honey! Closet.
Yes. Nancy R. wants to know, both of you, do you think Steve is filling Vicky's love tank?
Mm-mm.
No, you do not.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I've met him a few times. He seems like a great guy. I would think he should fill her love tank.
That's not saying yes.
Brenda T. wants to know, Anthony, which housewife would you want as your first lady?
Oh, man.
Really?
And she's,
oh, I don't count
I'm
anymore.
Sorry, but she's my queen, Lisa Vanderpump.
Ah, there we go. Let's go to Bailey from Orlando with a question for Heather Dubrow. Hey, Bailey.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Heather. Hi. I see you have your sham.
What's your question?
I was wondering if you were surprised about Alexis getting a divorce.
Oh, you know what? I had not spoken to her in quite some time, so I really didn't know what the state of their marriage was. I was a little surprised, I have to say. But, you know, interestingly, out of everyone on the show, I've seen Alexis the most recently.
Really?
Because her son and my daughter, Katerina, are in a theater group together. Her son's super talented. And I've seen Alexis a lot recently. She looks fabulous.
Wow, that's great. Anthony, Tracy H. emailed, what word or phrase did you have to practice over and over again in your Trump voice to get it just right?
Gorsuch. Gorsuch. Gorsuch.
Okay, well, speaking of, it's game time, everybody. Since Heather spent years among the housewives, and it often seems like Donald Trump is wearing a metaphorical sky top under his suit, it's time for a round of Housewife or White House. Anthony will once again get into his presidential character and read us quotes. Heather, it's your job to guess whether it was said by a housewife or the bigly man himself.
Okay.
You can play too, Anthony. All right, let's do the first one.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10, okay? It's true. I'm a supermodel.
This is going to be tough. Housewife.
It was Trump at a rally. Yeah, I could not believe that. Okay, give us another one, Anthony.
I know where she went. It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting.
White House.
That was Trump referencing Hillary Clinton being late to a debate.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
She has spent so many years trying to sabotage my name, and now you attack my kids?
Housewife.
Yes, Kim Zolciak.
I just had a brain scan, and I have a ginormous hippocampus.
White House.
That was Carol Ratzel.
That's
could have gone either way.
It could have.
It's not constructive to call someone a narcissist multiple times on television, but that didn't stop you from calling me one.
White House.
Bethany Frankel. Oh, my God, it's so good.
This is
okay.
So shady, man.
That's what I know.
I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going on.
That's White House.
Yes, about Hillary Clinton, yes.
I think my single greatest asset of any assets I have is my temperament.
White House.
Yes, Trump. Okay, last up.
Last one. If I am spending money, I want it to be perfect.
Housewives.
Sheree, thank you very much. That was great. Everybody give it up for Anthony and Tamanek. Anthony, you had quite a night at Tom Tom, you were telling me during the break.
Oh, my friend Allison Leiby and I, who's a writer for The President Show, we went to Tom Tom, and I have to say, Sandoval is an incredible mixologist. He really is an amazing mixologist. Shout out to Tom and Ariana, hello. And and we had a wonderful time, and I almost didn't make my flight.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Heather, I can't even read this Twitter name. It's too long. Do you ever miss being in the mix or in the middle of the craziness on the show? Or are you kind of relieved?
You know, it's both. It's fun and, you know, it's a piece of pop culture. And
yes.
It's fun when you're in it. But yes, I'm relieved and everything in between.
Everything. Yeah. That makes sense. Let's quickly go to Gina from my hometown, St. Louis. Gina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy from St. Louis. My question is for Anthony. Do you have any advice on Gina's divorce?
Oh, yeah. What do you think about Gina and what she's dealing with?
I mean, in my view, I would gather that what's being put out on the screen is a very nice version of what's really happening. I don't understand how someone lives in North Hollywood and you've never been there. I mean, I get not going to North Hollywood, but but I feel it's sad. There's kids involved and everything, so I hope that it's worked out.
Right.
But to be that far, as an East Coast kid who lived in L.A., I get the idea of being that far from your family.
Chaco goes to the president who joined the first lady in the rain and proved to be not very good at sharing an umbrella. Anthony, can you channel the president once more and explain what was going on in the moment?
I like Melania to be incredibly wet.
The Dubrow Diet, Interval Eating, the Loose Weight, and Feel Ageless. It's out tomorrow. Anthony and Tamanek Show. President Show documentary, The Fall of Donald Trump, airs next Monday at 11 on Comedy Central. Orfe is in Pretty Woman. And Heather's going to go see it in a couple nights.
I'm seeing
it
on Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah, excited.
Let's go to Tanner from Orlando. Hey, Tanner, what's your question?
Hi, I'm calling. I have a question for Heather.
Okay.
Heather, if you had to choose, would you do any other city as far as housewives go?
Oh, what other city would you go to?
Right, because I'm from New York, so that would be a choice. But I would think probably Beverly Hills. I mean, I've known Lisa Rinna for 20 years, and of course I know Kyle, Lisa Vanderpump, and all. You know, I run into them a lot, and I love all of them, and probably Beverly Hills.
Makes sense. Let's go to Tanner from Orlando. Hey, Tanner. Oh, that was Tanner. Lydia from Louisiana. Hey, Lydia. My hippocampus. Hey, Lydia.
Hi. My question is for both Heather and Anthony. Okay. What do you think about Kelly Dodd this season? Do you think she's just way off the top crazy, or do you think she's just typical Kelly?
Oh, I think that Kelly is probably, I actually think she's weirdly leveled out a little bit.
She has.
And I think what she's doing with her daughter is really important. And whether it's for show or go, it doesn't matter, to be quite frank. If she's bringing her kid to a soup kitchen, let's say it's for show, whatever. And if it's not, doesn't matter to me.
Kelly Dodd, good. When she becomes the voice of reason, you know that the
there's
templates
a huge
are,
problem. Yeah. There's a huge problem.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah. Let's go to Jenny from San Diego. Hey, Jenny, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. I had a question for Orfe.
Okay.
Hi, Orfe. I was wondering when and if you and Andy were going to release any additional music in addition to your Legally Bound album?
Well, we just put out the Pretty Woman cast recording, so that's going to have to be it for a minute, and then we'll do like a part two for Legally Bound.
So, so the soundtrack's out, so you can download it now.
Yeah, immediately.
Very good. You're online. This is an online after show, so you can download it now. Let's go to Jennifer from Texas. Last call of the night.
Hi, my question is for Heather. At what age do you suggest preventative Botox?
Oh.
Well, goodness, I think it depends person to person. For me, personally, I started at 27 because Terry saw me
really?
On it. Well, this is what happened. I met Terry at 27, and he said I was on a TV show called Life with Roger on the CW. Doesn't
exist
anymore.
Okay.
Or WB? All right, anyway, so they...
It's WB.
So WB. Yeah. And so he said, you know, when you make this face, you get these lines where I go,
You have a line in your forehead, which makes your forehead look really natural.
I'm from New York. I don't know from this Botoxian revolution. And so he said, no, if you just put a tiny little bit there, you'll never get that line. And I trusted him. And 22 years later, I'm line-free. And it'll be... By the way, I'm going to be 50
congrats.
In January.
Yeah. Congrats.
And no,
welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Wonderful. I'm fighting it like non-surgically.
Good, as you should.
Yeah.
Everybody, I want to thank Heather and Anthony and Orfe. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.